Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
And Karma.
And thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. Episode number, who cares? I'm truly not sure.
I couldn't possibly tell you.
I think that's what we've said for the last, like, I don't know, 10 episodes. We're like, I don't know, who cares? Fuck it.
But to be fair, like, this is a whole new era. I say we just start over. Just start from scratch. Episode 2.
let's just start at, like, 2001, yeah. Right? Like, we'll just start.
Everyone will be like, what happened to, like, 341 through 2000?
We're like, we don't know. The lost era.
The lost
Oh, so thank you for episode 2000. BP. Everything else was BP. Now we're AP.
Yeah.
After. Or DP. DDP.
Ooh, okay.
During dirty pandemic. So this is episode, this is episode 2000 DDP.
Okay, got it.
Got it. So how you doing?
You know,
living the dream. I was gonna say we have a new scale for rating how we're doing. Mm-hmm. And the scale is like, it would be like a 1 to 10, which would be normal, but like, we are not normal women.
No.
So it's be from hemorrhoid butthole to bleached pristine butthole.
Right.
So like, where are you on the butthole scale? Not your actual butthole, just like
no.
The whole world, a metaphorical butthole. Like, how's your world butthole doing?
How is my world butthole? You know, my world butthole, I'm gonna say, like, she's doing all right. She's hanging in there. I will say, like, I maybe have a little bit of indigestion. Like, there's a little gurgle.
Oh, okay.
A little, you know, tickle down there.
Like perpetual tickle.
Yes, but I mean, it's not like, it's just like, okay, take off some Pepto and like move on with your life. Like, you can handle it, but it's like slightly uncomfortable.
Well, it's just like, drink some more water and and ease up on the sweets.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, have some fiber.
Exactly. I'm doing pretty like consistent, easy breezy, beautiful.
Okay.
I'm definitely not pristine bleached asshole. I don't know that I'm ever going to reach a point in my life where I'm pristine bleached asshole, but like, I'm up there. I'm good. Right. I'm consistent. Everything's fine. There's a little gurgle, and then I'm like, ooh, just a false alarm. You're okay. What's happening with me? My life's fine. What could go wrong?
Famous last words.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, everything is okay, except like, I'm bored and it's hot and I miss like people. Mm-hmm. Like, not people in general, like specific people. Like,
not society.
And like my grandma.
Exactly.
I do not miss society, no. But like, certain people, I'm like, well, I wish I could go see them, but I don't want to give them an illness.
Sure. I get it.
You know, and I'm an essential worker, so it's kind of like, I never know, because I'm literally, you know, even though I'm safe and whatever, but it's still like, I'm still around people all day. I don't know where these losers are, where they've been.
Where they've been, who they've touched.
Yeah, exactly.
Or let sneeze in their mouth. It could be anyone.
Let me sneeze in your mouth.
Come over here. I know you really want it. We had a conversation post-podcast last week that I don't know how to be sexy, like, in any way. Like, if I try to be sexy, oof. It ends up with me doing, like, some weird dance that involves, like,
A dance?
Like, there's a lot of arm motion with it.
Oh, like the Brady Bunch movie? Remember her little, like, thumb dance?
Kind of. But I feel like if I just, like, move my shoulders more and, like, kind of, like, choo-choo it, I don't know.
Chugga, chugga.
Chugga, chugga. Burp, burp. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to intentionally be sexy.
No.
My husband, who loves me and is legally required to tell me that I'm sexy will be like, no, honey, of course you're sexy. But like when you try, you're not. And I'm like, I don't believe you, but mm-hmm. that's cool. I mean, maybe I'm just like natural exude sex.
No, not likely. Who does? Like a normal person?
Truly, like I have a new respect for actors that are like, I'm going to be sexy now because I don't know how to do it. I feel like I need to take a class.
Right.
I don't know what that class would be, but like a how to not embarrass yourself.
I feel like I just don't possibly have the energy. Like, you know what I mean?
I think it's way more like I'm way more like, so it's on like Donkey Kong, right?
Right.
And then it's like, yes. But it's not like,
okay,
all right, peace. I'm going to go take a shower. It's just like very like interactional, like we're just like, or transactional was the word I was looking for. Not that it's bad, like that's great. But like also there's no like, in lingerie happening, like that doesn't happen.
Okay, do you know how much money it costs to put a big girl in lingerie?
Truly, there's like there's like small normal size girl lingerie that's expensive, but then you want to play like big girl lingerie?
I
ain't got the time.
I don't have the money
and the money. Yeah, like truly, who has the time and money?
Like
I'm like, this will work. This nude bra I wear all the time. It's got like weird pit stains. Yeah, exactly. They're just like bizarre deodorant stains, and I'm like, hey. And I mean, never am I gonna be told like, ew, because he's like, hell yeah. But like, I don't know how. I've been playing this game where I'll like do something, and I'll be like, sexy, and he's like, no, absolutely not. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll check that one off the list of don't continue doing that. And most of them involve like this thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, he's like, please stop. You're making this uncomfortable for everybody. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone has any hot tips on how to be sexy. Let a girl know.
I think it's just sometimes it's a subtle thing, you know, maybe less dancing,
less dancing, less like eyebrow movement.
Yeah, maybe none of that.
Yeah, that's been made clear. Like none of that is traditionally sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking. I'm trying to figure out how to be more traditional sex, but I just don't have it in me. I'm more of a, like, comedy sex person.
Right. Oh, God, yeah. Who doesn't like to crack a few jokes?
I mean, if you haven't, like, belly laughed during sex, like, have you really even had sex?
No.
There needs to be a snafu from time to time.
Absolutely there does.
Someone needs to, like, lose their balance and fall straight on their face for at least once during, like, during everything happening. So I'm just saying, sex with me is a good time. We're laughing. Yeah, we're playing.
Absolutely.
It's great.
It's it's like going to a stand-up show.
I'm dancing. I'm like sending zingers to the audience. Anyways, so I think we should stop talking about my sex life. I had no intention of bringing that up, but it happened. Wow. Okay. So I think we should just do obsessions. Because the world, everyone knows what the eggplants are. Like, we don't need to get into it.
The world.
Yeah. Everything being on literal fire.
Yeah.
So do you have an obsession?
Oh, obsession. Well, it's been a hot minute since you talked about obsession. So let me just do a blanket list.
Yes. Blanket it.
Just a few quick things. First and foremost, RuPaul's Drag Race has single-handedly gotten me through this pandemic.
Yes.
If you have never seen RuPaul's Drag Race, I highly recommend it. It is, most of it is available on CBS. So if you like watch Big Brother or Survivor and you have CBS All Access, you can watch RuPaul. Some seasons are also available like on Hulu. We straight up just, if we couldn't access the seasons, we just straight out bought them like from iTunes. Like,
beautiful.
It's worth it.
Okay.
I
have actually not ever watched Drag Race, so I should really get in on it.
It's just a good time. It's so fun.
Yes. Happy.
What else am I obsessed with? Also obsessed with, I recently, and this is very important to me, and it probably will not mean anything to anyone else, but I recently bought my first pair of Rainbows sandals.
Wow, you're a rainbow girl now.
I'm a rainbow girl now, and honestly, like, it's my girlhood dream. Like, I can't describe how badly I wanted these sandals. So, like, if you're not from, you know, Southern California and you're not trash like us, rainbow sandals are, like, the cultural just like thing that like
when I was in high school, like all the cool girls had rainbows, but my grandma was like $60 for flip-flops. Eat a dick.
Same.
And I was like, okay, fine.
Well,
Jesus, grandma
didn't tell me to eat a dick, but she did tell me I'm not spending $60 on flip-flops. You get the $3 ones from Old Navy. So,
and I'll get you four different colors.
Yes.
And I was
exactly.
like, okay.
Yes, and so I never had them, and then, like, when I started, like, making money, I was like, well, do I really need them? Like, I've never had them, you know, whatever. And recently, I was in the market for some new, like, flip-flops, because they're, like, you know, house slippers, basically.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, let's do it. Let's get these damn sandals. So I got
You're
me a pair.
You're so fancy.
I know. I got me a pair. I got Luigi a pair. Like...
Oh, you're a rainbow couple now. You both have rainbows.
Yeah. Yeah. And
damn,
I
damn girl. That's pretty sexy.
Me and our matching sandals. And I'm gonna be honest, like, so they're the type of sandal, they're so, you know, super high quality, whatever. They never break, blah, blah, blah. That's why they're so expensive.
Right, right, right.
But they also do require you to, like, kind of break them in because it's like a memory foam almost.
Yeah.
So they have to, like, form to your foot and, like, stretch to your foot. So I'm going to be honest, like, physically, I'm like, yeah, whatever, they're flip-flops. Maybe when I break them in, I'll love them. But, like, emotionally, I feel fulfilled.
Yes, I am so proud of you and so happy for you in this journey. Yeah. I am a girl who has always wanted rainbows. I've tried them on, and I feel like I just have weird feet, and, like, they don't fit my feet right, and so I've never gotten them.
It's also a catch-22 because you do have to, like, break them in. So trying them on the first time, you're like, these are stiff and terrible.
Well, it's not even that they're stiff and terrible. Like, my foot is too wide. And just, like, it's, like, spilling over the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally, I bought the biggest size they have in women's. Mm-hmm. And my feet, barely fit. Girl.
And I have bigger feet than you.
Yeah. And I almost needed, like, to buy, like, a men's small. But literally, the men's and women's are, like, the same thing.
But, like, no, the men's have, like, a wider band.
Yeah,
so, like, I've always been like, well, I could get the men's, but then everyone's going to know I'm wearing men's. And they'll be like, why? Because this bitch's fat butt can't fit in the women's. So, like, then I had that whole complex in my head.
Yeah.
And so I've just never did the rainbows. I'm like, I don't deserve them. My feet don't deserve the rainbows.
Listen, I feel like everyone deserves rainbows. Live your rainbow fantasy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. It's like you've leveled up in life.
I'm just
as
like,
a California
girl. Cool girls now. Like, look at me. I have money.
I have money. I can do this.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm friends with a cool girl.
Yeah, truly. I mean, it's watch impressive. Out, world. I mean, granted, my toenails look disgusting because I haven't gotten a pedicure or painted them in 4 or 5 months.
Preach.
But listen, my shoes are cute.
I mean, everyone's toes look like trash.
Yeah.
Because no one's been able to go get pedicures. And if they have, they've done it themselves at home. And it therefore looks like trash. So, like, it doesn't really matter. Everyone's feet look like trash.
Yeah, but, you know, it's also weird for me because I literally would get pedicures, like, every month.
That's
so,
true.
Like, I don't normally have trashy toes. So, it's
you're
like
used
a whole
to
new
nice
experience.
Toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are you painting your own toes or no?
No.
Who has the time?
Yeah, I was painting my own fingernails for a while, just like something to do. But even that, I was like, forget it.
Forget it. It looks like garbage and it takes like quadruple the time that it does to go to a nail salon. So like, why bother?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I've only really like worked on my feet a couple times and then I'm like, I don't have the time.
I mean, I trim them down when they get like witchy, but I literally just like snip, 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 and that's it.
I don't like want to be cutting anybody with my toes. They're nice and trimmed. They're like clean, yeah. but they're not yeah. manicured.
No, yeah.
No one's no one no, it's not happening.
No.
Ugh. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, carry on with your list. So you have RuPaul, you've got sandals.
Rainbow sandals. I have been just like playing Lego games.
Mm.
Always good clean fun for the whole family.
Excellent.
And yeah, just like watching an obsessive amount of like TV.
Yeah, that's as it. You do.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like pre, that was ADP. That's a security system. Right. But this is now like also DDP.
Right.
Yeah. I just watched Community. Yeah. And it was fine. And then it just like, it took a hard left turn.
It hit the wall.
Yeah, but it was still okay. Like the last season was fine, but it wasn't like the first three seasons, which were like super fun.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, just a spoiler, when Troy leaves, I like sobbed. That was like the most emotional episode of the whole series was Troy leaving. And I don't think I'd ever seen it. And I put it on like while I was eating lunch or something. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just watch the next episode. And I'm just like eating my food, just like tears running down my face. I'm like, that is a lot, but it was good.
Yeah.
It's good. I just started a series called Good Witch, which is a TV series from the Hallmark Channel, about a good witch. And she doesn't do anything particularly witchy. She's just like helping her town by like being helpful. Like she's like, oh, I know this is going to be a bad day for them, so I'm going to make them a pie.
Like the human way, or she like waves a wand and there's
no,
a
like
pie?
The human way. Like she's just like still living her human life. She just like knows things are going to happen.
Oh.
So she like fixes stuff.
Wow. That
and she gives
so
people
Hallmark.
And she gives people like herbal tea. To, like, help them get better with stuff that's clearly just potion.
Got it. You know. Got it.
Or,
okay.
like, special perfume to help people, like, fall in love or whatever.
Oh, okay.
You should wear this on your date. And they're like, okay. And then they're like, let's get married.
Ah.
You know.
Wow. Sounds great.
It's trash, but it is really just, like, brain candy in the sense that, like, I don't have to really pay any attention.
Right.
I'm there's not going to no get stakes. There's zero stakes. I know it's going to end up good in the end. Like, yeah. I don't have to think too hard.
Right.
I can be playing Animal Crossing and be high and watch it and still like fully know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know.
She's a witch.
She's a witch, but she's like a good witch.
Right. Exactly. It's very descriptive.
Exactly.
The title.
And there's 5 seasons on Netflix. So if anyone wants to watch it. It's like, it's very, like, very, very, very low stakes, but it is very relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, like a Hallmark
movie. That's
what
I've been watching.
Yeah, I can't watch anything too intense.
No.
Josh was like, I watched Uncut Gems, and it was just, like, really anxiety provoking. And then he told me literally the entire movie, spoiled every bit of it. Like, halfway through, I'm like, I'm just going to let him keep talking. I'm not even going to stop this. Because I'm like, I'm not watching that anytime in the next, like, year.
No.
I'm not going to watch anything too stressful. So,
right.
Yeah. It's a good time. I watched The Floor is Lava. Yeah. What could go wrong? I highly recommend it. I feel like I talked about that last week. But again.
That's on my list.
It's good. It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Ugh. All right. Let's talk news. So news, we're going to do a little different.
Right.
We're going to pick 3 stories from the week that could be wrestling related or wrestling adjacent or not wrestling related at all. But we're just going to pick 3. And this week I picked 4. So, you know, I'm already breaking the rules, but I'm going to call it 3.5 because I really don't want to talk about it. I just want to like So news story 3.5 is Marty Jannetty killed a guy? Question mark. That happened last week, like the day we were recording, but like he went on Facebook and was like, I killed a guy, and that was the first guy I killed, so like I've killed lots of guys.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like
sis, like
what you doing? And then everyone's like, oh, Marty, and just moved on
literally,
with their lives.
They were like, Cool. All right.
Great. Next.
I'm like, all right. Yep, yep, yep. Sounds about right for that industry.
So that's about as much as I want to talk about that story. Just like, yeah. Question mark? What's wrong with you? Get help.
Yeah.
So truly, like, get help.
Truly.
All right. Wrestling story number three. Brr, 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 brr. SummerSlam is happening. It's that time of year. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
SummerSlam. I remembered. I was like, oh, yeah. I just want to share one of the matches, because I'm obviously not watching WWE and forgot SummerSlam
even
happens in the summer.
Track of WWE. At least AEW, I'm like kind of like, oh, okay, that's right. Happening, whatever.
Right. And like, I barely register that it's summer.
Right.
Because
yeah, exactly.
This whole DDP situation has really like fucked with time and space. I'm like, what day is it? What time is it? Nothing matters.
Right. Exactly.
So like, it's SummerSlam time, and Seth Rollins is going to be wrestling Dominic, Rey Mysterio's son.
Okay, I have a problem. I'm glad you brought up Dominic, because I have a problem with him.
Okay, what's your problem with him?
My problem with him is that he's like 6'7", and Rey Mysterio is like 5'4".
Like, what happened there?
The math does not add up, and I've seen Rey Mysterio's wife. She's not particularly tall either, so... Which milkman was it?
I was going to say, like, let's come clean. Who was it?
Yeah.
Let's tell this boy his real father.
I
mean, that being said, valid argument. My mom is like 5'6", and my stepdad is like 5'7", 5'8", and both of my brothers are 6'4".
That's true.
So, like, how that happened, no one really knows. But am I pretty confident that my mom did not bone a milkman? Because she literally did not have the time. I'm pretty sure it's his kids.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But it's just, like, it doesn't make sense in my brain, and I don't like that.
I hear ya. What doesn't make sense in my brain is that Seth Rollins is wrestling Dominic.
Oh, well, that too.
Just in general, I'm like, what? Who? And then producer was like, yeah, it was an eye for an eye match last time. So Seth Rollins took Rey Mysterio's eye? And I'm like, what are they doing?
Oh, truly. I remember seeing that on social media, but I could not.
They took.
And I didn't.
Like, did he just gouge out his eye? Did he punch him in the eye? Like, what's the eye story?
I think they, well, I don't know how he got the eye, but I think they, you know, he bladed or he had fake blood or whatever. And then they just like covered his eye. And then I think they had a little bit of like CGI, like.
Did his eye pop out?
I don't know.
Hmm. Who cares? Exactly. No one cares. But like, this is what they're up to. They're taking eyes and wrestling children. So, you know.
I mean, I think he's like 20 or
He has a baby face. So
he does.
Although he is like very tall, he like just signed his contracts in like shorts and a t-shirt and he looks like he's like 16 years old.
Yeah, right. He looks like he just came out of high school.
And he's like, I'm going to wrestle to defend my dad, who's been a professional wrestler for several decades and just lost an eye.
Yeah, right.
So that's what WWE is doing. That's wrestling story number three. Wrestling story number two. Pew, 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 pew. Fucking Brandy. What's she doing?
Oh,
Brandy, honey,
Brandy,
darling.
Ms. Rhodes, if you're nasty.
So we just, like, barely touched on, like, Brandy's acting a fool.
Right.
But we didn't really go into it.
No.
But there's AEW Heels, which is big, fat, fucking...
Not affiliated with us.
Not affiliated in any way.
Not affiliated.
Just trademark and gimmick infringement, really.
I just want
to read to you the description on AEW's website for about AEW Heels.
Right. Please. Because, go ahead.
AEW Heels is a new community for women who love wrestling. The female forward movement led by Brandi Rhodes and the stars of AEW's women division is designed to celebrate and inspire our female fans around the world. AEW Heels is dedicated to making this the best time ever to be a wrestling fan. Be who you are and come as you are, because we're all going to come together as a community to change the world.
Okay, first and foremost, that means literally nothing.
Nothing. They didn't say anything. And then you hit subscribe and it's like $49, please. And I'm like, are you asking for $49 so I can be part of your Facebook group? Because that's really
exactly
what this sounds like.
they're like, it's a community. I'm like, okay, but like, is there exclusive content? Is it like a Patreon type of situation? Is it? And there's, it's literally like, give us $49 and you get to be part of this come as you are kumbaya group. But I'm like, it really, because it sounds like you don't like poor people.
That one, like, I don't like poor people. And two, like, is that a thing we're doing? Like,
right.
That women want like a kumbaya ladies only talk paid. About, like, is that something that like any women no. woman in like 2020 is looking for?
And I also don't want to be told like, oh, female fans, we're so, you know, woe is us, we don't have anyone to talk to, let's all pay $49 to talk to each other. I'm like, no, I want to just talk to like-minded people. I don't really care how
what
they
gender
identify.
You are, right?
And I certainly don't want to pay $49.
Fucking Brandy.
When I could talk to randos on the internet for free.
For free, for no dollars.
For literally free.
So she did an interview today or yesterday with WrestleJoy to discuss their like membership platform, because their uh-huh. website does not say anything. The website's just like, let's come together and change the world. I'm like, what is this?
Why
a beauty pageant?
$49 for that? Like, do I get a t-shirt at least? Like, what do I get?
Exactly. What's even the point? So this is what, on the future plans of AEW Heels, this is her quote. When we're able to get back to business as usual, which I'm hopeful happens sooner rather than later, I'm very excited to get together and obviously do a very big first heels, everybody get together type of party, which is something that would obviously revolve around something like a pay-per-view that happens to be on a weekend, so that hopefully as many people can make it as possible. But not unlike a lot of other things like we've done with StarCast events in the past, I would like to do a lot of heel-specific things. So like heel-specific meet and greets, VIP events, like I said, big gatherings and parties where we can have different types of themes and various fun aspects to it. I would also really love to do a heels episode of Shot of Brandy that we can shoot and all be a part of it. And key individuals will work on me with me on things. Okay. I'm like, again.
Doesn't say anything, first of all.
It's just like, you might be able to come to a meet and greet when people can meet and greet people again, and like VIP events when that might happen again, and like really fun parties with like great themes. I'm
yeah,
like,
I don't want to do any of that.
Who,
first of all,
who is your audience? Like, who do you think
her? She
wants
thinks
that?
Everyone is like her and wants some exclusive VIP snake lounge, like
snake
you know
juice.
What I mean? Like, yeah.
I don't want to go to a fucking themed party with only lady wrestling fans that are interested in themed parties.
No.
No, thank
and I don't
you.
Want to pay. And I also am curious. It's like, okay, so wait. First of all, I'm paying $49. So does my $49 get me into every single event?
I bet it's, no. just, I bet it's just access to purchase tickets.
Exactly. And yeah. So then what if the events don't come to the city I live in?
So then I got to travel.
Yeah.
Because AEW has not been out here, right?
No.
So, like, we would have to travel somewhere to go to a fucking Hawaiian barbecue-themed fucking party.
Right. And I can make my own Hawaiian barbecue-themed party.
Hell yeah. And I wouldn't Aloha feel bad about eating a ton of Hawaiian barbecue.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, I'm just, like, still confused what it even is. Who wants to pay $49? And especially right now. Like, okay. If that's your plan for the future, okay, fine. But why are you charging $49 now?
And at least give somebody a, like, fucking 30-day trial or yeah. something to even know what it is. Like,
yeah.
I still, from all of her descriptions, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
it does
it
sound truly
like
a Facebook group.
Yes. And
if you can, when are we going to be able yeah. to meet and greet again?
Exactly. And I don't really, like, want to meet and greet anyone. Like, again, I no. don't really care. So especially if it's Brandy.
I today accidentally shook the hand of a repairman, and like, as I'm like going in for it, I'm like, no. And then I'm like, we shook hands and I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's just so natural for me to do that. And he's like, oh, it's okay. And then we just went and washed our hands.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We immediately
right?
were like, oh fuck. Well, it's really nice to meet you, but like, I'm sorry. I need yeah. to go wash my hands now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but she's lost her mind.
She's lost her mind.
I don't know. And maybe
like, I get the mission of like, yeah, we want to like you know, have our female demographic or whatever. Like, okay, but she's going about it in literally every single possible wrong way a person can go about it.
Well, and just in like a stereotypical, like, this is what girls like. Let's do the girly things. And I'm like, okay, I do like some of that, but like, that doesn't define me as a woman. And certainly, like, as previously discussed on this episode, I don't even know how to pretend to be sexy. Like, I'm not interested in going to a fucking toga party with you people.
And also, like, just because I love a themed party doesn't mean I need that to be involved in my wrestling.
And that's, like the primary, like, that's the thing they keep leaning into. Like, a get-together party that's themed. And I'm like, have you ever been to a themed party? Like, no one, it's so much anxiety. You're like, okay, now I gotta get a fucking costume that matches whatever the stupid theme is. And then
the
it's always Great Gatsby. Always.
Yeah.
It's either a luau or it's Great Gatsby. Like, that's, those are the two themed parties. Yeah. Or it's like a murder mystery and you're like, fuck, which is still kind of like a Great Gatsby look.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, and then it's just a lot. It's so much pressure. It's too much. No one wants that. You know what people want? They want to get together. They want to drink anything, really. Mm-hmm. And they want to just, like, hang out. That's what we're looking for.
And I don't even necessarily want to hang out with only women or people, you know, whatever.
No.
It's like, I just, you know.
I'd much prefer hang out with guys. Let me tell you.
I prefer hanging out with whoever is interested in hanging out in the same way that I'm interested in hanging out.
I will tell you. I was supposed to go on vacation. I was supposed to go to Hawaii. I should be in Hawaii now, but obviously that got canceled. So the group of us, there were 10 people that were going to go to Hawaii. We were renting a house, blah, 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 whatever. That group of 10 people self-quarantined for 2 weeks. And then we all spent the weekend together at someone's house, just like pool and drink and whatever. But everyone like quarantined. If there was any question, they got tested. I got tested. I'm negative. Like, everyone just kind of did the safe thing. So we were all you know, fine. Let me tell you, I want to punch some girls in the throat. I was like, if you could all just leave. And there was a point where a lot of the girls all went to go do something. I don't know. And I stayed back with, like, the boys. And I was like, this is so much nicer. this is like, it's such a nightmare. I mean, they are young and stupid and fucking stupid. But, like, you know.
But I also feel like that's the type of people that this is catering towards, because it's like, you're a hot girl model type.
And do you want to hang out with
6,000 followers on Instagram? Come to our Hawaiian themed Great Gatsby party.
You can wear coconuts and not worry about men looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just such trash.
It sounds terrible.
If I'm putting a coconut bra on, I want someone to at least, like, check out my underboob. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if I'm going to the trouble, like, I need to at least be, like, gently looked at.
Right, of course. I mean,
maybe I just need more female friends that will, like, gas me up. Like, damn, girl, look at that underboob.
Yeah, is Brandi Rhodes ever gonna tell you anything
about
your underboob? Absolutely not.
No.
No.
You'd be like, she'd be like, look at my coconuts. I don't look at your kind.
She would just hold out her hand and be like, that'll be $49.
I'm sorry, are you a poor? Because if you're a poor, I'm not interested in you. That's, like, unfair characterization of her. But, like, you know, I imagine.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's presenting herself in this light.
She sure is.
She's doing this to herself. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and honestly, even when everyone's kind of like, I don't really know about this, she's still digging her heels in and being like, no, it's a theme party.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a theme party.
There was, like,
if you don't like it, then you're poor.
Yeah. And, like, there was, like, a little bit more of the interview where she's like, the opportunities are endless. What we're gonna do for the rest of the year is gonna be extremely fulfilling and a whole lot of fun. I'm like, for who? You and your pocket? Because, like, who is this? I don't understand how any part of this is gonna make me feel more fulfilled.
No,
as a person,
right?
Except for, like, maybe, you know, let me like scale it back. Let's see, like, if I put myself in the shoes of, like, a woman who's like, I want women only. And I want a luau. And maybe they're just lonely. And they're like, you know what would be fun?
But here's my thing, too. Maybe they are lonely. But here's my thing, too. If you are a female, if I'm a female wrestling fan.
Yep.
And now there's lots of different types of females and lots of, you know, sexualities, and I love women and I can appreciate women, but mm-hmm. wouldn't you want to hang out with some of the dude wrestlers and be like, is John Moxley going to be there? Because he's fucking hot.
Preach.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I mean, I would, well, like, I think that's what they're trying to do is like, it's like no pervs allowed. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I've got perv. I'm like, I've got perved built into me. Like, yeah. I can't see people and not be like, damn, he or she is sexy because I have eyeballs and I'm a perv. Like, I'm not going to go and like grab their ass or be like, you're so sexy. You want to fuck in the parking lot. But like, I can appreciate the sex.
And I would want to be just near like all the pheromones. And
I just want to feel the pheromones and smell his deodorant. Like, that's all. Yeah, I don't see what the problem is.
If I was paying $49 to be in the same room as like John Moxley, I'd be
potentially
like,
Renee Young. Like, what if they were both there?
Renee, I would shell out more money for Renee. Honestly,
I'm far more interested in Renee. Like, she could tell me, like, this is the moisturizer I use, and this is the deodorant, and you order it here, and it's really great. Yeah.
That I'd be into.
Hell yeah.
But just for Brandy to be like, give me $49 to come to a Great Gatsby party that I'm throwing.
That you'll have to pay another $200 for a ticket to? Like, fuck off. Fuck off. I'm sure that they probably have sold some of these.
Oh, because people are nuts.
And they think for $49 they're going to be able to smell John Moxley's pheromones. But like, that's not what's happening here, girls.
That's absolutely not what's happening. No.
Yeah. So... whatever, she's nuts, so we're gonna like put that to rest. We don't support her or heels, AEW heels, and we will be suing them for gimmick infringement. The end.
You don't have enough lawsuits, girlfriend.
I know, right? I'm not already like balls deep with the law right now. You know what's kind of fun about being balls deep with the law is that like I don't have to do shit. I'm like, hi, lawyer man, fix it. And he's like, okie doke.
That's true.
It's kind of great. But he is going to take like a lot of my money. But for right now, it's nice that I don't have to deal with it. It's much better for my emotional well-being.
Right.
Wow. News story number one. Are you ready for it? Are you braced?
I'm so ready. I am fully braced.
Excellent. Dwayne The Rock Johnson purchased the XFL.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson and
other investors.
Danny, his ex-wife, I think.
Yes.
I forget her last name.
And some like capital group, whatever. Purchased the XFL. Now, did you like do research on this? Do you know how much he bought it for? Or they bought it for? Okay, so like let's just take like a wild guess, like shot in the dark. It's a
how much the XFL is worth.
How much the XFL is worth. It is it's a sports league. It's not just like, could you look up some random team for me that's like, I don't know.
Well, how much did Derek Jeter buy the Marlins for?
Oh, okay.
Is like low end.
Yeah. So how much did the Marlins sell for? He's looking. So like $1.2 billion is what
for one team in the MLB. A poorly performing team.
$1.2 billion with a B as in boy.
Right.
So like how much do you think The Rock and Friends purchased the entire XFL for?
I want to say like $500 million.
Okay, that's a good guess. The actual answer is $15 million.
15?
15 million. 15 million. With an M.
I feel like I could have bought it for 15 million.
I feel like literally any person. Massive bargain. $15 million. There's like Kylie Jenner's house is like $30 million.
Yeah.
So that's only like half of her house.
Like The Rock makes $15 million taking a shit.
Truly. He's like, oh, he wakes up and he's like, time to go make my 15 mil. Like truly.
Yeah.
He bought it for $15 million. The entire XFL is only worth $15 million, and like obviously that's like a shit ton of money. That's more money than I will likely ever have in my life, but like that's also nothing to like rich people and sports. That's like $0.
That's nothing. Exactly.
So
wow,
I'm interested to see what he does to the XFL. I think he would have a better shot at it than Vince McMahon because he already has like a built-in following.
Yes.
So.
And he's not a monster.
And he's not a monster. And he's like super charming and very sexy. So like, I think he's got a better shot.
Yeah.
Than crazy racist Vince McMahon.
Right.
But like also I'm like, but for $15 million, I'm like, YOLO, baby. And he didn't even
do whatever.
And he didn't even like do it himself. There's several people in on this.
Yeah,
so it's like
exactly.
split liability and like, who cares? That's like half of what like good baseball players make in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So $15 million. That's as opposed to the Marlins, $1.2 billion. Or like any other team is normally in the billions.
And it's a whole league.
It's all of it. He owns all of it. He's the owner.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's my news story number one, because it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
That its value was only $15 million. And I understand that's a lot of money. But it's like, it's for rich people, that's nothing.
Yeah. And I even thought like, well, okay, an MLB team's a billion. Yeah, I give the XFL $500 million. Like, that's still respectable.
Yeah. 15.
Wow.
That's like... three houses in the area I live in.
Yeah, exactly.
It blows my mind because it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Lord. Anyways. It's crazy. So that's our news. Our wrestling related news for our wrestling podcast. Right. We talked about wrestling things.
We love wrestling. You're welcome. We love lady wrestlers. Mm-hmm. We love female fans. We're all about girl empowerment here.
Absolutely. But like not brandy empowerment.
But we're also free.
We are 100% free.
So
unless you're a Patreon member, and then we're like not free. But in fact, if you're a Patreon member, you're more expensive than brandy. Hate to point that out. We probably shouldn't have pointed that out, but like technically.
But it's also optional content. Yes. It's not like the whole.
It's not
enchilada.
Required. Exactly.
And it's also paid monthly instead of like, here, give it to me up front.
And you can like stop it at any time and then restart it at any time.
Yeah.
Not that I'm encouraging people to do that, but like you totally can. We understand. It's DDP time.
Yeah.
So like if you need to like take a little break, sorry, Daddy Rich, but like truly, if you need to take a break, take a break.
We all understand, like, this is our life now.
Yes, this is...
I don't ever want to be a Brandy Rhodes person. Like, no. I don't want to be that person.
No.
It's not worth it to me.
My therapist has been encouraging me to, like, think about what I want in life, and I'm like, sir, if I knew that, I would not be talking to you.
I want to win the lottery, sir.
And I want to do nothing else with the rest of my life. I want to watch a lot of Netflix and... play a lot of games and travel and eat all the food. That's what I want to do with my life. Can you think of a job that'll make that possible?
Yeah. Thanks. Seriously.
Yeah. No, actually he's pretty rad, but I just also I'm like very just like, sir, come on.
Please.
Wow. Okay, so then like let's get to the meat of this podcast.
Absolutely. Take it by the balls,
which is obviously Big Brother. Right. So Big Brother's back. You heard about it last week. We're very excited, sort of. They're calling it All-Stars, but like that's generous.
that's so generous.
Yeah. Oh. That's like calling Impact like the number one wrestling program. And you're like, when?
In some circles.
So anyway, so they're back. We saw the first episode last week. We were very excited about it. So now we've had three episodes since then, four total. Yeah, who cares? It's there. It's happened.
Okay.
It's happened. So like, friggin' what's his face won the competition. What's his name? Cody. Cody won the HOH competition. HOH. He decided to, well, before he could nominate anyone, they like unveiled this like safety suite competition, which is essentially like you all get a ticket, a VIP pass, but it's a ticket to go into this safety suite competition to potentially win safety for the week. And if you go in and you win, you are safe, and you also get to pick one other person to be safe, which is like, okay, but you only can go in one time in the season. But I think you can only go for like the first few weeks.
Yes. It's like 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that.
Right. So yeah, 3 weeks. I just looked it up. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I should just read. So they're like, what do we do? And the HOH is like, I'm definitely going to put up Kesar and Janelle. Like they're my targets right now. That's what I'm going to do. Well, both Kesar and Janelle went into the safety suite. Kesar won and then just picked Janelle to be his plus one. So then the HOH is like, fuck, who do I put in now? And it seemingly out of thin fucking air, he picked Kevin and Keisha. Now, Kevin, we really truly should not be surprised because we put it into the universe that he's someone that we like last week.
Of course.
So he naturally almost immediately got put up for eviction.
So I'm like, did that. Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin. Lo siento. So that's they're on the block. Then they had the next episode, they had the veto competition. They called it going bananas, and they all just had to like hump bananas, like straddle a giant banana and like rock it back and forth.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is very sexual. How? How did you all think like, let's do this? And fucking like Enzo won, and I'm like, oh, okay, so this means nothing because it means nothing. And so he didn't use it. He kept it. He's like, sorry, I'm not using it. I'm using it on no one. Eat my dick.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, fine, Enzo, you're so boring. And then yesterday was the elimination. And 100% of the house guests voted to eliminate Keisha and keep Kevin.
And I'm kind of surprised because it seemed more during the episode before the elimination, it seemed more like more people were leaning Kevin because people were kind of like, well, Keisha's not really a threat. And they're right. She's absolutely not. Like, she's not going to win any competitions. She's not going to win HOH. She's not going to put me up on the block.
No.
Which I get.
She's not
going to
have power.
She also can't offer you anything, though. You know what I mean? Right. Like, she's not going to, like, hurt your game, but she's not going to help you either.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of need both. Whereas, like, Kevin could, you know, help you if he won a competition or whatever, and you could work out a deal like, oh, I'm gonna keep you safe and you have to use your veto on me.
I just feel like their concern with him is that he is extremely likable and like people would vote for him, and his reason for being on the show is to adopt a baby. Like he's like not, it's not like I just want to buy a house, it's like I really want to expand my family with me and my husband, and this is the only way we're gonna be able to afford to do it. And I'm like, I mean, take my money.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Seriously. Sorry. Yeah. GoFundMe.
So he's, you know, he's likable, but they kept him. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, too, that like he can offer people something. He could potentially win. He could keep people safe.
Yeah.
Keisha seemed pretty.
She's not doing nothing. Yeah.
Hopeless.
Yeah.
But it also didn't ruffle any feathers. For the first elimination, that's not upsetting anyone.
Right.
So.
You know.
Yeah. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, but then they played the HOH competition to crown the new HOH, and freaking Memphis won. I'm like, Memphis, what the hell?
Truly. And it was like the last four people that were left. I'm like, okay, I'd be happy with any of these people winning, except for Memphis. That's
Memphis.
And then the last question, Memphis was the only person that picked a different like answer, and I'm like, oh, so Memphis is gonna be gone because he's clearly off, but he was the only one right and won. And I'm like, fuck, damn it, Memphis.
Because Memphis is working with Cody, and Memphis seems like kind of a douche canoe. I'm just worried they're gonna like keep eliminating ladies.
Spoiler. That's kind of what they always do.
Yeah,
they keep a couple ladies. Well, normally they keep a couple ladies around only because they want to penetrate them.
Right.
Like, it's really pretty fucked up. It's like, who's the hottest and who am I the most attracted to? Like, we'll keep them and get rid of everyone else.
Right.
Except for, like, no one's penetrating anyone this season. So, I don't know. It does seem like, I mean, I don't even want to say, but, like, it does feel like Davon and Bailey are in a fairly good position. Like, no one's really looking at them yet. And I feel like a lot of people like them.
Yeah.
And like live feeds are kind of supporting that theory as well, that they're like getting along with everybody.
Well, I think most people are going to probably want to target like Janelle and Kacer because I think they're a pretty big threat. And so they're also like,
keep them around. They'll be nice shields too.
That's true too.
Yeah. Or get on their side so that like you always want someone in your like alliance. There's the word. I'm like, what's the thing you mean? And in your alliance that's a bigger target than you. So that they're going after that person instead of you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know, dude. I don't know. I was happy with the last two episodes. I was like, these are okay. They're fine.
Yeah.
Nothing's like, you know, rocking my world.
Right.
But it's okay. I'm ready for them to like start really playing.
Because
it feels like they're just all like walking around on eggshells and being really like gentle and cautious. I'm like, I want someone to fucking stab a guy in the back. Let's do this.
Oh yeah.
Let's get this going. You're all stars. This should be happening in the first week. You shouldn't be like, I don't know. Let's just get rid of Keisha.
Or like a unanimous vote. Like, no, vote for who you actually want to vote for and see what the hell other people do, because people will lie straight to your face.
Yeah. Honestly.
So if you're actually voting for
who
you want to keep, then you never know.
Yeah. A unanimous vote. Like, what friggin' pussies? Like, come on. At least somebody, let's be honest, like, I'd rather get rid of him. And then just lie. Just lie. Yeah. No one knows. Yeah. No one knows. So you could just be like, no, I did it. I don't know who did. I don't know who voted. Actually, that's a much stronger game move to have a couple people
because then
vote.
It throws chaos in
it
there.
It creates chaos and everyone starts freaking out and then they don't know who to trust. By everyone just unanimously like, we're all on the same page. Bye, Keisha. Yeah. Like,
stupid.
It's stupid.
Dumb.
So I think next week they'll probably get into it a little bit more, but maybe not. It's friggin' Memphis is the HOH.
Yeah. So I feel like he's probably going to put up like, probably like Ian and like Kevin, because Kevin's already been on the block,
so you can keep doing it. Yep.
And Ian, because he won before, so he can be like, you know what, Ian, you already won, I really like you, but you know, obviously most of us here haven't won and you have. Boom, done.
Yeah, but there's a good chance that like Janelle and Kacer will be going up because they cannot go to the safety suite.
Yeah, but is it he? No, I guess Memphis isn't working with them.
I think he's
working
with
Cody and Enzo.
Mm-hmm. So like he could put those two up and they're screwed unless they win veto.
Right.
And really,
and then even
they're screwed.
Then
only one
can come off. Yeah.
So like, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good. Oh, Lord. Or they'll backdoor one of them. I'm just hoping this week it gets like interesting. Like people being like, a little bit nastier.
They actually play.
Yeah. I do think everyone like kind of respects the game. Like, I don't know that anyone's gonna be super mad if they get backstabbed like you would, or get backdoored.
It
like
is
you,
what it is,
right?
Yeah.
Because they know this is like how the game is played. But I'm excited. I don't know if I like Janelle or if I hate Janelle. Do I love her? Do I hate her?
I mean, I don't really like her, but I do. You know, she is a good player. Like, I can admit that. Like, she is good at the game. She's interesting to watch because she is like not afraid to play.
Mm-hmm.
But do I like actually like her? And like, am rooting for her? No.
Okay.
But, you know, she's entertaining to watch.
Cool. I'm really just, I think, rooting for Bailey and Davon. And I think, and Kevin. I think, remind me to talk to you about a different Kevin later.
Okay.
I'm writing it down to see if I, that needs to be
Kevin
off
Jonas, pod. I hope.
Kevin, yes. Kevin Jonas.
our private conversation about Kevin Jonas.
No, a different Kevin that we both know.
Yeah.
But I need
to
bring that up, so. I actually have a lot to bring up regarding that Kevin and that area of that history of our lives.
Thank you.
I know, lots happening. So, I mean, it was good. I'm excited to have it. I like reading the like live feed quotes on Twitter because I follow like daily updates or whatever, and it just keeps like posting quotes of people on Twitter. I'm like, they're talking?
Yeah.
So I don't actually have to watch it because I haven't really had a lot of time to watch it, but that's mostly because I've been like very crossfaded in a pool for several days this weekend.
Right, of course.
Jesus Christ. I started like drinking and smoking at like 11 every day and then just like didn't stop.
Wow, who are you, Snoop Dogg?
That's me. Snoop D-O-double-G. Yeah, no, I had a great time. I was doing tequila shots on my last day. Like, and who is she? She doesn't even drink tequila. Wow.
She's grown.
She's grown. I'm doing tequila shots. Josh is fucking shotgunning beers. I'm, you know, drinking bourbon in the pool. I'm just like laying out on a floaty, just like vaping, getting very tan. My forehead is starting to peel today. Like, it's finally like, we're removing that skin now. You know. So I haven't had a lot of time for live feeds because I've been just too busy being, you know, a derelict.
Right. 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 Right.
Let me tell you, vaping's great. Big fan.
Okay.
Just going to throw it out there.
You know, some girls get rainbow sandals, some girls get a vape pen. You know, it's just how it is.
We have like an aggressive amount of vape pens in our home now. Like, this is just our life. This is our DDP life. We're just like, smoke weed every day.
Yeah, why not?
I don't tell my doctor that because she's like, you cannot smoke weed on your medication. And I was like, watch me. Let's see how it goes. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to die. Probably.
Probably.
Oh, Lord. All right. Cool. So that's Big Brother. Love Island starts next week. A week and a half.
Yeah.
The 24th.
Yeah.
So, like, we're going to get Love Island here pretty soon. Big Brother is going to be on for 3 full months. So it is, like, a full season unless somebody gets COVID and they have to cancel it.
Yeah.
Oh, Krista Joseph was a very prominent character.
Yes,
this week. So like he's still doing
he's still doing that.
All right, any miscellaneous things you'd like to discuss that we have not already discussed?
I'm still waiting for the Bella Twins to give me what I want, which is their baby names.
Just need a name. Pictures. Brie Bella went on Instagram, on her Instagram story yesterday, and was like, I know you guys want like more details, and I promise it's coming. Just be patient. That's like code word for like, we got a magazine deal.
Yeah.
Cool your tits.
Yeah.
They're like, we're just enjoying this time, and like, we'll get you the details eventually. Just like this beautiful like time with her. I'm like, shut up. We all know. Bitch. We all know that in 2 weeks it'll be on People.
Barnacle.
I don't even remember what I said that it would be.
I don't
know
either.
We can roll back the tape
and
we'll figure it out.
Insert here.
Truly. Truly. My sister had a baby. Speaking of babies, my sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday. Mm-hmm. I will not say the name. I probably shouldn't even be saying she had a baby because I don't think she's announced it to the rest of my family yet. I think she's going to have her own People centerfold where she's like, here's my baby. And she also does not put this is her second baby. She does not put her baby's names on the internet. So I'm not going to share that with you. I'm just going to say it starts with an H because that's what she'd put. It's like baby H because she doesn't want, I don't know, whatever. She's, I don't know. God bless. It's her life
kids,
and her privacy.
So, yeah.
So she's, she had a baby. It's healthy. She was only pushing for like 15 minutes. She had like a nice Kourtney Kardashian baby. It just like slipped right out of her.
Wow.
And so I'm an aunt again. This is my 5th niece/nephew.
God.
I know. Oh, and I can also announce, because both my other sister and my sister-in-law have recently announced that they're pregnant. So there's 2 more babies coming. 6 and 7 will be hitting the universe early 2021.
That's too many nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm.
So up until yesterday, literally every woman in my family was pregnant except for me. Every woman who can have babies in my family was pregnant except for me. And I was like, nailed it.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
I did say today, I'm like, sometimes I want a baby. And then
I don't.
Josh was like, okay. And I'm like, but then I remember, like, I really like freedom and I don't need a baby.
Oh my God. Seriously, like, you spend 5 minutes working at a big box store in the kids department and you're like, no, I don't want to take that thing home with me.
You're like, I'm good. It's just weird because, like, some babies are, like, perfect angels, like, sent from the heavens to, like, to just, like, bring joy to your life and are always perfect. And you're like, how are you so perfect all the time? And then there's other babies that just, like, they get sent from the underworld and are just, like,
they're here to test you.
You ready to play, motherfucker? Like, that's, like, they just come out of the womb, like.
Like, they're mad and they're going to tell you about it.
Yeah. Forever. For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I've lived a life that would really lean towards having one from the underworld implanted in me. So, like, I feel like it's just a bad idea. It's just a bad idea. So,
and then you just have to be like, I couldn't deal with like having to be responsible for someone. And then, like, inevitably I would fuck them up because all parents fuck up their children. It's just the way it works. And then they would grow up and hate me and like resent me. And I'd be like,
I had an awakening a couple weeks ago that like a lot of my problems as far as like wanting to be perfect and the best and overachiever probably stems from the fact that someone made a comment about scrambled eggs that I made when I was like 8. So, you know, even that little that someone was like, your scrambled eggs suck. They didn't say it like that. They actually said it in a really nice way. But then I'm like, oh, Carolyn, you must do better. And now I've just been telling myself that for my whole life.
Yeah.
It's like, do better.
Yeah. You can't even make scrambled eggs. They're the easiest thing to make, you dumb 8-year-old.
Truly. And they, I mean, they were really nice. They're like, maybe you should cook this for a little longer. But it's like, I've never forgotten it. And I remember that moment every time I make scrambled eggs. And I had never told another soul that story. Like, I had, like, it was like such a shame story in my heart.
Oh, she's haunted by the eggs.
Haunted by the eggs. And then I shared it with Josh. And I was like, I've never told anyone this. So it's deep and dark and I'm going to tell you. And he was like, wow, that explains so much. And then I told my therapist, he's like, that explains so much. And I'm like, scrambled eggs. It's so easy to fuck a kid up. It was scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Anyways, maybe I'll do a Patreon of how fucked up Carolyn is. I brought up something today and he was like, yeah, we're not even going to talk about that right now. He's like, you are not ready.
Did not have the time.
He's like, you are not at a point where we can address that yet. There's like so many other steps that need to be handled before we're going there. And I was like,
girl.
He's like, but like, it's there. We're going to write it down. We'll address it. But like, not now. this week or next week or maybe even next month conversation. You've got a lot of steps to go. And I'm like, cool. Wow, I'm broken.
She's a full mess.
I am much better than I was, but I am still a full mess. We're just like unpeeling the onion.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow. Every layer is like a different color and he's confused.
Yeah. I like don't even want to go there. Like, I don't even want to like, I don't keep the onion in the drawer. Like, I don't even
keep it in the grocery bag. We don't even need to pull it out of the grocery bag and put it away.
Let it sit. Like, no, I cannot.
Yeah. It's good. I highly recommend therapy. But also, like, I've told my therapist he's an asshole. My therapist has told me I'm an asshole. We're just, like, really aggressive with one another, which is probably important for me to get someone just be, like, that's someone I can't manipulate. I'm a problem. I have a problem. So let's, like, just get past this therapy thing because it's not cute. It's not cute.
Right.
I will say, like, I've been, like, lifting up my arms and seeing it in the, like, my arms look skinny.
Yeah.
Like, who is she? She's got, like, a little muscle.
Chloe Tang or whatever.
That bitch can die. No, that's rude. That's a lot. Chloe Tang doesn't need to die. But, like, I don't know if I said this on podcast. Probably not because I didn't weigh myself till the next day. So I did this 2-week shred challenge, whatever. I worked my ass off. I've never sweat more in my life. I didn't miss a day. I did everything I was supposed to, followed everything by the fucking book. And 2 weeks later, I lost 1 pound. 1 pound.
Chloe.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me right
you
now?
Know you know what Chloe would say? She'd be like, you turned that all to muscle,
it's
baby.
All muscle. And I'm like, muscle fuck mass. You, Chloe.
Yeah.
1 pound. I have shit a pound before. Like,
oh, yeah. I shit a pound every day, baby.
There have been literal times that I've, like, weighed myself before and after, and it's been, like, a pound or more. And yeah. I, like, busted my ass and, like, watched what I ate and tracked everything and was, like, really, yeah. like, I'm, like, I'm going on this fucking staycation, and I'm going to look hot. And then it was, like, 1 pound.
1 pound. Oh.
That did, however, though, push me into over the 40-pound line. So, like, it's still happening. Like, things right. are progressing. But, like, also, I was expecting that to be, like, a 5-pound, 2-week situation, yeah. and it was 1.
Aww.
So, Chloe Ting can eat my bleached asshole. I'm never gonna have such a pristine asshole. But she can eat my very regulated, normal asshole.
Yeah. Well, she probably gets that a lot.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I have not worked out in a week. I'm just like, I wasn't going to work out while I was just like high for 4 days. But
well, yeah,
then I got home and I was like, maybe that's next week's problem. I'm going to pretend as if I was in Hawaii where I wouldn't be working out either.
Right, right, right. Well, and it's like the middle of a heat wave. Like,
so hot.
What are you going to do? Pass out? No thanks.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
What if I hit my head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I got these nasty elbows. I don't know if you can see it, but it's like right here.
Yeah, I can see it. It's like,
it's all like chapped and peeling from doing planks because that bitch made me do so many goddamn planks. And like, I was just like on my carpet and I just got rug burn on my elbows. It's really cute. I'm like a real cute girl.
Yeah.
Sexy?
Obviously.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Oh, again, chapped elbows. Like, average asshole. I'm sexy.
Listen, you know what? Honestly, listen, I'm going to be real with you, girl.
Yes.
That is literally the way more than any man deserves.
Hell
a regular
yeah.
asshole and some chapped elbows. A man doesn't even deserve that. Okay?
That's true. That's true. I mean, so, I'm already like above average with my average asshole and my chapped elbows. It could be worse.
Like he said, exactly.
I could have a chapped asshole.
Yeah.
I could combine the two.
Right. And that would still be more than any man deserves.
That's true.
So.
That's true. Good listen. Point. Preach.
Yeah. You just keep shining, baby girl.
Just keep shining. I do want to make a new vision board.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like something that would
that
really,
I would do.
Yeah, and that would be really important to you.
Yeah, you know, I've just like, I have nothing to do in my life. My life is like activities, which is, I mean, I know, understand that's for some people the dream, but also like,
you run out of activities.
You run out of activities eventually.
Yeah.
There's only so many activities you can do.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just join AEW Heels. JK, JK,
oh my
JK.
God. Use that government money.
Use the government money for AEW Heels.
That would really, that's like a double burn to Brandi Rhodes. It's not only are you a poor, but you're also using government money.
I'm a government money poor. That's true. That's true.
That would be a double burn.
Double
and
burn.
If she found out, she would probably kick you out. She would be like, government money?
Absolutely
you're on
not.
Assistance? I don't think so.
Oh, good times. Good times. What a delight. Cool. I don't think we have anything else to discuss.
No.
I think we're good.
It's just nonsense.
It's just nonsense at this point. I don't know what the Jonases are up to. Who cares?
Well, having babies.
They've been putting up like this like at home with Kevin or dance
it's like,
with Joe
it's
or whatever
just collections of songs that
they
pick
just
that are
Spotify
their own songs.
Yeah they're just Spotify playlists and people are like are they releasing an album I'm like no they're just picking songs for you to listen to because they're bored
and they're not even like oh here's what I've been listening to at home they're just Jonas Brothers songs like yeah I know I can type in Jonas Brothers on Spotify thank you
I can do that myself
yeah
I'm an adult human with a Spotify account
yeah exactly so they're doing that. Nick, I think, got a dog, another dog. And
another
I was like.
Another one? I'm like, are things okay?
That's what I said, when, girl. When you, that's what I said.
You just got a puppy, like, not that long ago, and now you're not getting another puppy? Like,
and
I'm concerned.
Your brother just had a baby? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm concerned for you.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. And then, you know, I think Kevin's just chilling, like he always is.
Chilling.
He is not bothered.
Ooh, we did post, like, Priyanka accidentally just posted a whole, like, penis outline of Kevin on the internet. Because he was just
no,
like,
Danielle did that.
Danielle, sorry. Who did I say?
Priyanka.
Oh, wrong. That would be funny. No, Danielle did that of Kevin because he was just like leaning back in a chair and she was like taking a video of him and put it on her like Instagram story.
That wasn't an accident.
That wasn't that. She knows. She knows what she's doing. But I was like, damn.
I applaud her and support her. Good for
absolutely.
You, girl.
Absolutely. She's living her best life.
Yeah, be proud. Damn it. Like, get it, girl.
Yeah. I wonder if she's pregnant. And that's why they got another dog. They're like, fuck, she just had a baby. Now she's going to have another baby. I'm still babyless. Because this isn't
that's
a real marriage.
Saying, what's going on?
Let's just keep getting dogs.
They have three dogs now. Like,
they
I
went
think
from,
you're good
they
on
went
the
from one to three. And they're both like, I mean, I guess they're home now because, like, DDP. But.
Yeah, but you don't need three dogs.
No.
You have. You
but
just
if you don't
a dog,
have
like,
love.
Less than a year ago.
Yeah, it was not. If you don't have love and you're just trying to replace the empty hole in your heart with more animals.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, at least switch it up. Get like a cat or like a bird or a lizard or something.
Or an otter. I saw a video today of an otter taking a bath and it was maybe the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You can't just get an otter though, even if you're rich.
I feel like Nick Jonas could figure out a way to get an otter.
Well,
I'm just saying.
He could, but he shouldn't.
No, probably correct.
If you're going to get like an exotic animal, I would get like a squirrel.
That's such a good idea.
I love a squirrel. They're so cute.
I love a squirrel.
They are probably such terrible pets and little, freaking assholes, but...
Yeah, 100%. But, like, how cute.
But that's attainable. Like, you can go to, like, a wildlife rescue and be like, do you have an extra squirrel?
Or just, like, the park. Be like, hi, little squirrel, get in this cage.
Yeah.
And you just take it home with you.
Right.
Don't do that. People of the world, do not go to a park and pick up a rogue
joking.
Squirrel.
Don't
just
want to
be clear.
That. Squirrels aren't pets. I don't do this.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
But that's a solid, like, exotic,
a weird pet.
But like this otter was so cute, and it was just like
I'm
excited, and you put it in, and then it was just like swimming around, and it was the first like bath it had ever had, and it was 4 months old, and then after its bath, it was so tired, it just laid on its back and fell asleep, and then they pulled a little like blanket up over him, and his little paws were over the edge of the blanket, and it was just like sleeping, and it was the cutest thing, and I was like, can I have an otter? And Josh said no.
That sounds great. Well, yeah, I mean.
Then he was like, no, you cannot have an otter.
He's
sorry.
Like, you're playing too much Animal Crossing. Otters aren't actual pets.
Yeah. But whatever. Oh, I just got a text and I thought it was like, oh, no, come back. I thought it was something important. It was not. It was just like, hey, your ebook is available at the library. I'm like, great.
Oh, God.
Let's get it.
Wow.
You know.
Look at her.
I'm a reader. I'm an exerciser. She's a different woman. I've been drinking bourbon this entire time because, like, YOLO. Now I've gotten a taste for it, and I just want it all the time.
I've been drinking my Diet Dr. Pepper. So
get it, girl.
You know,
ooh,
I'm
you were
still,
able to
I'm
get
still,
it. You know there's a shortage.
Yes. There's a shortage. Okay, here's my soda shortage story.
Oh, no.
So I've been able to find DDP, my Diet Dr. Pepper, pretty regularly, which is like, thank God, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it's
my
everyone's
thing.
Favorite.
Yeah, obviously.
It's a perfect soda.
Well, yes. But lately, I've been on my cream soda bullshit.
Oh.
Because I also love a cream soda, but I don't like root beer.
The Dr. Pepper cream soda?
Well, that I have not seen that in like months.
Okay.
But it is good. But I've just been, I had like just regular A&W cream soda diet.
Get it, girl.
A&W cream soda. I got it once and now I literally have not been able to find it again. It's gone. Everywhere has root beer. Nowhere has cream soda.
That's funny that you say that because we just randomly bought A&W root beer. I don't think we've ever bought that in the 10 years we've been married. Almost 10 years.
Sometimes we'll have a root beer, but usually
yeah, but it's
like
normally Barks.
Oh,
we aren't like I. Those that's our preferred root beer, and like there's never a run on root beer. There's always root beer available, so we will go with that. But it was not available, shockingly, so we did A&W instead. Just a weird world.
But there is literally, like, every time we go shopping, the soda aisle is like half empty.
Mm-hmm.
It's summer.
And people are home.
Factories have to close because, you know, everyone gets COVID.
Yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
Allegedly. Word on the street, there's this whole like pandemic thing, and it's like kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then people are like having parties. And I understand I was part of this problem, but everybody followed the rules and self-quarantined and whatever before this ever even happened. And now I'm quarantining again because I have to go to Utah at some point and see my new nephew.
Right.
So you can't find your sodas. Have you been able, though, to find DDP?
Yes.
Like, with no problem?
None.
We have not been able to find DDP. It is an extreme problem.
There have been a couple times where, like, one store I've gone to has been out, but then we'll go to, like, another store, or I'll be, like, at work, and I'll be like, oh, let me just grab one. It's here.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, we just had to get weird-ass soda. We got, like, an A&W. Yeah. We got a Sunkist.
There was...
We got a Diet Randomly Pepsi.
Today at the store, there was Coke Life. I'm like, they still make Coke Life?
I was unaware that was still in production.
Me too. But
who
there
drinks
was,
that?
Girl,
what is
green
it even?
Box and all. I think it's Coke with stevia, I want to say. Or something like that.
Fuck
or
off.
Natural
Coke.
Cane sugar or something. I don't know.
But like, fuck
but,
off.
But yeah, I saw it. I was like, you're really putting production resources into Coke Life and not Dr. Pepper with cream soda?
Y'all have lost your goddamn minds.
Oh, yeah, truly. A tragedy.
I do want to share, we have 7 Tokyo boxes. 7.
Holy guacamole.
Because I thought, like, after the first 2 months, I'm like, this will it'll open up. She'll be able to come back over. We now have 7. So I might just eat them without you.
Listen, like, you have to do what you gotta do. I mean, that shit's getting old.
Yeah, I would guess the ones that are from, like, January are probably not so hot anymore. But, like, Kit Kats from inside there are probably fine.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, chips are probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's great. Don't everyone talk about bad things.
All right. Final thoughts, and then let's wrap this bitch up.
My final thoughts are, it's so hot.
It's hot.
That's it. It's so hot. I don't like it. And I have rainbow sandals, so none of you bitches can come with me.
Yeah, suck it. Yeah, it's so hot. Everything is literally and metaphorically on fire. It's fire season, baby. So everything's on fire in California again. And everything's on fire in our hearts. And with the government.
And in our buttholes.
And in our buttholes. And, you know, recycling's a racket, but I still do it. And, you know, I just love Hallmark things. Thanks, Hallmark. That's it. No final thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, just kidding. One more final thought. Shark Week is the best.
Oh, she's on her bullshit.
Shark Week's the best. Bullshit. I love Shark Week. I love sharks. I think that I might do a shark cage when I go to Hawaii next year.
That's probably fun and cool.
And yeah, so I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, sharks are great. Like, it's not their fault that you're in their home.
No.
Like, sorry about it.
Lord have mercy. Will people just leave me alone? Sorry.
Yeah.
That was another phone call. Everything's fine. All right.
She got another ebook.
I got a text message. I got a FaceTime from my sister who just had the baby. And I was like, oh, no, is everything okay? And then I just got another phone call. And I'm like, just leave me alone, people. I don't have time for you. Maybe I should put my phone on, like, do not disturb.
Who could possibly figure out how to do that?
Truly, I do not know. I do not know. And now I just got a text message from the person who was calling. It's probably like, you're such a bitch. Should we read it and see exactly what it says? Oh, shit. Let's read it and see exactly what it says, because it's going to say something along those lines. Oh, no. It just says I can't say that. It's something I can't even say. It's just
it says redacted.
Redacted. Yeah. Check out redacted Insta story. So that's like, I don't want to. I don't know what it is, but I mean, I have a suspicion, but I'm just going to not.
Cool, cool.
Just going to simply not. Cool, 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 cool. So I don't remember what we signed off with last week. So like, let's just like keep it fun, keep it flirty, keep it real.
Right.
Please remember to tell people that you love them because life is short and you never know. And also, don't forget to fart with reckless abandon. I mean, you're home. Like if you're not farting freely, like,
oh yeah,
you need help.
Sad.
And wear a mask and wash your hands and like be cool to one another.
Yeah.
Be cool. Oh, sorry. I know I'm signing off, but I do want to real quick bring up a Big Brother thing. Fucking Julie Chen Moonves ended Big Brother like, don't forget the golden rule: treat others the way you want to be treated. And then it just ended. And I was like,
yeah, Julie, she's a monster.
Julie, your wife, your husband's a monster. And now you're just like putting an exclamation point on like, I'm a Moonves. Eat my bleached asshole. And like, no. But also like,
pass on that, Julie.
But also like, be cool to one another.
Yeah.
Like, I do think you should be cool to one another. But like, I feel like she's always trying to make a statement. And I'm like, your statement is wrong. Because, like, what you're trying
to say...
Your
statement is wrong, and how come your husband didn't follow the advice of your statement?
Exactly, bitch. It's just, like, it's fine. That is good advice. Like, be cool to one another and, like, you know, live your best life. But also, like, not when in the context of, like, my husband was wrongfully accused. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Like, stop. Anyways. Yeah. Wow. That took a turn. Anyways, we love you. Be sure to tell people you love that you love them. Fart with reckless abandon. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Be cool to one another. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, you're already recording this. My bad. I'm struggling. Hi. Oh,
I'm struggling too.
We're already recording the podcast. Hey, everybody. Oh, no, we can record. We can, we'll cut this and move it to the end. Yes, we will. Anyways, you can't see me. You just see like my chin.
I just
like
see
some
your chin.
Some hot chin action. Oh, Lord. So, like, do you want to push the pot? Put pot. Stop. Copy.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.